Hello, lovelies. I am back with Kate Mann. I have 10 questions for Kate. All right, Kate, what is the last best something that you've experienced? Last best book, food, hug, whatever it is. Last best.
Yeah, the last best ice cream I ate was a soft serve from Sweet Melissa's, which is a wonderful local soft serve ice cream place in Ithaca. And it was a vanilla soft serve with hot fudge and rainbow sprinkles.
Oh, oh my God. My mouth immediately wants that. would you rather go on a wine tour in Tuscany or hiking in Machu Picchu?
Well, I have been to Machu Picchu and it was just a mesmerizing and really soul lifting experience. So I think I would probably go for the Tuscan wine tour with the modification that I don't drink. So I would probably, have to find an alternative beverage, but I would really love to go to Tuscany because, yeah.
There are so many alternatives. You could do, my brain just stopped working because I was thinking of all the tours that I did in Tuscany. There's wine, we did cheese, we did meat.
I got the cheese one because I used to be co-junior cheese master at the Harvard Society of Fellows.
Pardon? That's a title? I want to be a cheese master.
First on my resume. I'm never going to top that. It was so good. I got to pick cheeses and put little flags in it every week for the dinners at this fancy dinner thing. So yeah, that was my job. Picking cheeses. So that sounds like it. And I'm the kind of person who, when I went to Italy like 5-6 years ago, was the annoying person who was like, when I was in Italy, it was so great because blah, blah, blah. So yeah, I want to go back. I really want to go back and find some cheese.
I'm very jealous of that title on your resume. I think that
it's so good, right? It's my greatest claim to fame for sure. Never going to top it.
No. what is a good piece of advice that you've received?
I would say a good piece of advice is to sleep when you need to sleep. I think we are so much more creative, so much more ourselves, and so much more, for me, able to endure frustrations and irritations if I've gotten enough sleep. That's to say, again, caveat, lots of people don't have that privilege and it can be very tough to get enough sleep, but I am a big fan of sleep.
Yeah, I
and
love
naps,
that.
Naps,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, naps are great. I feel like for me, Tricia Hersey's work has been instrumental in just even that acknowledgement of that rest is rebellious.
Absolutely. Same. Deeply. I love her.
What emoji do you use the most?
Definitely prayer hands and heart, which is my way. The combo says, thank you so much. I'm really happy to hear that. And I'm just feeling warmth right now.
Yeah. So I thought prayer hands was prayer hands. And then I saw something about prayer hands is actually like a high five.
Oh, no. I've heard that too, but I just...
Okay, we're just ignoring it. Okay, good. Because I was like, that totally changes how I use it. Do I care? Yeah. Okay, we're sticking with prayer hands.
Prayer hands.
Yeah. Okay, I like it. That gratitude. If you could grant someone a wish, what would that wish be? And for whom would you want to grant it?
I would like to be able to send my husband into space because he's just someone who's really fascinated by the universe and really loves space. And it's really sweet to hear him talk about the universe in a way that's full of wonder and full of just, I don't know, the enthusiasm that I love to see in him. And I would love to be able to give him, a trip to the moon because he's wonderful. And I think that would be, yeah, I would do that.
Oh, that's amazing. Is he into the show For All Mankind?
No, I haven't encountered that. Maybe we should be streaming it.
It's really good. My husband and I are big into space too. And like we've been loving that show.
Awesome.
Are you an early bird or a night owl?
Night owl, 100%. Can't function in the mornings. Totally hopeless until like 10 a.m. at the earliest. And I write at night. I mean, not all the time, but I'm very much, my brain switches on later in the day.
Cool. Very cool. Other than the job you have right now, what would a dream job be?
I mean, it kind of is my dream job, but I would also really love to be a food writer. I love food. I love eating. I love cooking, and a really cool job that, I think would draw on many of the same skills and would be really, really fun for me would be to write about cooking, eating, food, restaurants, and yeah, trying to break down and analyze experiences of food in a way that also linked it to culture and class and privilege and injustice and yeah, all of it.
Kate, I can totally see that. And I love that added level of depth to it too, how it's connected and emblematic of so many other things.
If anyone wants to employ me as a food writer, feel free, because I'd be very interested. I'm not as an, I don't want to quit my day job, but as a side hustle, I'd be so excited.
Oh, I love that. What is your most played song or artist right now?
Right now, it would have to be Dance Monkey by Tones and I, because it became my little four-year-old daughter's album, anthem, I mean, when she was a baby, and she's very into dancing to it. So embarrassing as it is, it's on repeat in my house at the moment.
Beautiful. What is one word that describes you and one that you wish described to you?
Yeah, I also get thoughtful, which I really like, and I think that's fair, like I get very in my own head. I hope and wish kind described me. I would really like to think of myself and aspire to curb my sometimes sharp tongue and be really kind.
Okay, when you figure that out, you let me know. I find that hard to sometimes.
Kind to the right people.
Right, that's right.
Which is important.
If we were going on a picnic together, what would you bring, Cheese Master? What would you bring?
I would definitely bring a range of cheeses. And the rule to a wonderful cheese board is you want a hard, a soft, a goat, and a blue. And the hards can be cow or sheep. Occasionally they might be goat, but yeah, it could be whatever is really in season. I would talk to the cheesemonger and be like, what's really hitting right now? And I didn't at all become an expert in individual cheeses. I was much more about going to the cheesemonger and asking them to tell me like what seemed really great that week. Cause cheese is like not just seasonal, but as many people know, it hits very different week to week. What's ripe, what's really good right now. So I'd choose that, a crusty baguette. If I wasn't with a vegetarian or vegan friend, which is unusual, I would go for a really rich chicken liver pate, with just like a wonderful preserve, be it a cherry, a prune, something like rich and unctuous to just cut through the richness of the chicken liver and the cheeses. I would want some kind of salady, sharp, acidic element. I think that acid in foods is, I mean, omnipresent. There's acid in cheese. There's acid in, the taste of the baguette crumb, if it's especially like, you know, more into the like sourdough territory taste wise, but like something like a sharp arugula salad, with again, maybe some fruity elements like, you know, a pear, a walnut, maybe like some shaved fennel. I think that would be delicious. And you don't have to go much beyond that for, me. I think those are really satisfying picnic elements, but I would add something seasonal. Like, are peaches really wonderful right now? Like sliced peaches, or if tomatoes are fabulous, like just a brilliant sliced tomato with, you know, sprinkle of sea salt, little basil, little balsamic. And then I would want a really, really fabulous dessert because I absolutely have a sweet tooth. I might go for David Leibowitz's almond cake, which is just a great recipe, very easy, but it's like very, very rich. It's basically made with marzipan, and it's a very rich almond pound cake type texture. With seasonal fruit, or maybe like if it was winter, a fresh raspberry is pretty reliable. I think that's what it would look like. I could go on for a long time, but
I was just going to say, someone please hire Kate to be a food writer. I mean, I'm like, I literally just want to follow you wherever, whatever restaurant you go to. I just kind of want to follow you.
And I love cooking too. I often think, am I obsessed with food because I was someone who was often dieting and trying to shrink myself, or has diet culture prevented me from pursuing my true calling as a food writer in person? And I kind of lean more towards the latter because I am just like so about food. Food noise is not a concept in my head that makes sense. It's all food music. Like, I love thinking about food. I love planning food. I love eating food, and I always have, always will.
Oh, amazing. Oh my gosh. Like, my jaw hurts because it so wants to eat what you just described. Like, I feel
me
it.
Me too now.
Okay. You are just delightful. Thank you for answering the 10 questions.
My pleasure. I love them. Yeah. Thank you so much.